Dr. Burris commented on the revolution that's occurred in adjuvant systemic therapy of patients with HER2-positive tumors with a demonstration of about a 50% reduction in relapse rate with the use of the anti-HER2 monoclonal antibody trastuzumab, and I met with Ms. Frances Palmieri, an oncology research nurse who's had an important role in the implementation of one of the four major trials that demonstrated this effect. Ms. Palmieri began by discussing the origins of these studies and the concern about cardiac safety.
We conducted through the North Central Cancer Treatment Group, N9831, which involved over 3,000 women in the adjuvant setting with trastuzumab. And we actually had three arms in our study where we looked at the control arm without trastuzumab, and then an arm with sequential therapy, and then one combining paclitaxel and Herceptin. And that was combined with the NSABP study, B31, that looked at the two arms of the study that were the same for both of our studies, which is control group and then the combined use of trastuzumab paclitaxel followed by a full year of trastuzumab. That study was developed very early on in the early 90s, and surprisingly, both groups took this issue of cardiac safety very, very seriously and set very strict guidelines for monitoring patients at baseline, which remains probably our most important measurement of left ventricular ejection fraction, and the method we use, whether that's by echocardiogram or by MUGA.
You know, it's interesting when you think about it, when those years that the study was being implemented, we didn't know what the impact was going to be on the tumor, so we were particularly concerned because maybe it wasn't going to help at all.
Yes.
And so actually I think they set the bar at around 4% for heart failure.
Correct.
Which it got very close to. So theoretically the trial could have gotten stopped because we had no idea, or we hope, but of course what was seen there was, you know, I guess about a 50% reduction in cancer recurrence.
That's correct, 52%, and that really is astounding. And I think one important thing is that we're also considering now what is the longer-term cardiac event, and we now have a modification to N9831 where we're going to look at long-term or six-year cardiac data in these same patients.
I think there's been a lot more concern about that in general, not just with HER2-positive patients. There have been some reports now looking at people 20, 30 years later in terms of what the incidence of heart failure is, and concern that maybe it's going to be a lot higher than we thought it was going to be just from just anthracyclines.
I think it's a significant issue just in terms of the general population and cardiac risk within our population, the aging of our population, obesity issues, hypertension. They're all risk factors that we're seeing that may impact our population and our cancer population significantly. So these women, and I think this is a very important issue for nursing and one where we have the opportunity to make a big impact, is looking at survivorship in toto with cancer survivors, but especially breast cancer survivors, where issues of cardiac, long-term cardiac health and their health promotion, we can teach that to patients. We can tell them, we need you to be cognizant of your cardiac status throughout your life. We would like you to be monitored throughout your life. The oncologist may not be the person to follow this breast cancer survivor. It may be a primary care physician.
There's been a lot more interest, too, in the possibility that maybe dietary and exercise modification could actually even lower cancer recurrence, but then you have this other issue of cardiovascular health. So I guess there's a couple reasons to bring this up to patients.
Correct. You know, this is one area where patients can have some control, where we can offer to patients where they say, I'd like to take some alternative or complementary therapy, and we can say, perhaps there are some lifestyle and things you can initiate right now to lower not only your risk of breast cancer, but to modify your risk for other cancer-related and health promotion-related things in the future.
Now, for patients who are receiving adjuvant trastuzumab, they're going to be getting this careful monitoring, cardiac monitoring, hopefully with MUGA or echo. Is there a significant role for clinical monitoring for heart failure in terms of looking for symptoms or signs, or is that really not relevant because you're testing the patient?
No, I think it continues to be relevant because there are associated issues. Has the patient developed hypertension? is that hypertension uncontrolled? We know that that can lead to progression in cardiac disease and perhaps a rapid progression to CHF. And there is a small population of patients that will develop CHF, where it's not so much just monitoring LVEF, seeing small changes and the patient doesn't progress, but rather they acutely develop symptoms of congestive heart failure. And those symptomatic patients need to be monitored for edema, sudden weight changes, shortness of breath, and the things that we can teach patients to report to us and that we can observe.